Lesson 6G, Exercises 2 and 5. Are you ready, Jason?
Yes, thank you. First, let me say that I agree with this statement wholeheartedly. You need courage to overcome all of the obstacles that stand in the way of achieving your dreams. And there are many. For one thing, you will probably run up against opposition from some of the people around you. For example, you may be expected to study medicine, while your ambition is to become a world-famous musician. Consequently, you are likely to be involved in some very heated discussions with your parents, and you will need courage to stand up for yourself. As far as your friends are concerned, you may need the courage to be different from them. In other words, you will have to resist peer pressure. On the whole, courage helps you believe in yourself, so that you don't let others persuade you to do what they want you to do, rather than what you want to do.
Would you say that all dreams are realistic, though? I'm sure there are cases when a person's aspirations are too high and no amount of courage is going to help fulfil them.
It's true that some people start out by aiming too high, but if you realise that you are going over the top, you can always adapt your goals to make them more achievable. And you need courage to do this too. At some point, you will have to stand up in front of everyone and admit your mistakes. That takes courage, in my opinion.
Jason, what about hard work? As far as I can see, if you don't work at your dreams, you aren't likely to achieve them.
Even so, I think that courage is more important. If you have courage, you'll work hard. If you don't have it, you'll have doubts, and you might put off doing the work you need to do. What's more, you might not make the right decisions about the future, and that is sure to make a difference as to whether you achieve your aims or not.